trigger. I said trigger maybe half a second after I actually hit the trigger. To both microphones, that last sequence was T-pole male number 4. The bottom camera did not quite catch his entire trajectory, so I'm going to record another sequence. Birds are flying around quite a bit, as I'm sure the camera shows. The time is 2:32. Time is 2:34. to both microphones, the cameras are recording again. That last trial, the bottom camera was having fuzziness, technical problems. So I'm going to collect another recording from mail number 3. Cicadas in the background. Trigger. Oh, and I said trigger way late. To both microphones. I'm having troubles with the high-speed cameras. I just switched the master-slave relationship, so now the top camera with the side view is the slave, to see if this will ameliorate problems. Both males in the arena continue to fly around a lot. This time I'm going to try to remember to say triggers right when I hit it. The time is 2:47 and 40 seconds. Coincides with the male taking off from the perch and then him turning around. That is the two patterns of the whirring noise being louder. Trigger. Male number 4. To both microphones, the time is 2:50. When I switched the master-slave relationship of the cameras, I forgot to switch the trigger, so that last trial was not saved. Trigger. Male number 3. To both microphones, that last sequence that I collected was inadequate. And so I'm going to collect a third sequence from male number 3.